Please join me in prayer. Dear God, let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Amen. I love soccer. I love soccer and talk about soccer so much that Ashley often tells me to not mention it anymore at youth group. She wants me to broaden my vocabulary, whatever that means. Of course, when I was asked for an example of loving my neighbor, a recent soccer match immediately came to mind. One of our best defenders committed a foul near the goal, and the other team got a penalty kick. They scored on their penalty kick and won the game. While this may seem like the start of a silly example, we can probably all agree that it's a terrible feeling when you've let someone down. I'm sure most of us have been on both ends of disappointment, being both the door and the receiver. When we read the parable of the Good Samaritan, there seems to be a lot of letting someone down taking place. If reading this story for the first time, we have high expectations that the priest will stop and help. Priests are good people, right? Living by the word of God, let's imagine Pastor Jay for this role, and then we can imagine Ashley as the Levite. Disappointing us by avoiding the scene altogether and walking by on the other side of the road, it's the Samaritan, the one who no one wants to talk to or thinks highly of that stops. As someone who was raised at Pleasant Grove and repetitively taught to love our neighbor and be the body of Christ, it is uncomfortable to hear the story and visualize one of the first passerbyers as a Christian. That's where the idea of a team comes in for me. See, the defender in our soccer team was immediately given support and reassured that we weren't mad at her. We took responsibility as a collective team for our loss. Being the body of Christ and loving our neighbor is not just a challenge for us individually, but as a church. We are told to do these things, to love the Lord with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. As many times as we have heard those words and talked about them, we so are able to act on them in our day-to-day lives by recalling those commandments right before we speak or act. That's why we need a team. That's why we need a church community. A church community that supports each other when we make mistakes and encourages us to do better. A church community that reaches out when you are hurt or disappointed. A church community that opens our eyes to ways in which we can love our neighbor and love God. This is our responsibility. This is Pleasant Grove's commandment. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.
Now, I feel like some of us can be unsure in our lives on a regular basis. We go about our daily lives, but I'll bet most of you think about God anywhere from 2 to 4 times a day. Normally, that is for prayer, maybe when you get up out of bed, when it's time for dinner, before you go back to bed. Or maybe you're like my dad, and you read one of the devotionals we have over there in the Welcome Center. But I'm willing to bet also that we stop and think about what God wants us to do in our lives about 0.045 times a day. So that amounts to, if you want to do some math, 22 days at a time without thinking about that on average. Now that's because you all go off and do whatever you do in a day, school, work, whatever. Now, the passage that was just read to you is a perfect reminder of what God wants you to stop and think about. It doesn't matter who you are, you've been all four of the people in this parable. You pass somebody by, you've been the person in need, but most importantly, you've been the Samaritan, an unlikely hero or somebody who just did a very simple task that the Lord wants you to do. Love a neighbor as yourself. To shift gears, if I may, back to the physical world of this verse, I think God is really calling us to be the lawyer sometimes as well. To stop and think about our lives and to stop and think about all the times in a day you walk in God's image. Now, you don't have to be nearly as sassy about it as the lawyer, because he was kind of trying to catch Jesus off guard, as most people did in this time period. But just stop and think, what did God want me to do today that I didn't do? Something along the lines of that. I'm not suggesting you need to go out of your way to do anything like not pursue an occupation or not hang out with a friend group or something drastic like that. I'm suggesting you don't even have to go out of your way, per se, at all. But something like when you drive by a homeless person on the side of the road who's fallen into the hands of robbers that can be life sometimes. Pop some loose change over their way, because they need it a whole lot more than you do. Or maybe if you could drop some money in the offering plate a little bit more often, or give online if you don't already, because that goes to a lot of great causes. Or maybe this not too far away, if you can believe it, Christmas time, as annoying as that little bell is, pop some cash in the Salvation Army box. Because I will tell you personally, we at Youth Group do a lot of fantastic things for the community that would not have been possible without kind people in this world. So moral of the story, be the Good Samaritan, because you are helping a person in need. And hey, you're going to appreciate kind people next time you're the stranded man. Do this and you will inherit eternal life.